Glasgow.
Yeah.
It is a pleasure to be back on the Comedy Roadshow in Glasgow. Last series, I was in Edinburgh. Last series, Edinburgh. Don't boo. You don't need to boo. They're nice people. You know? Edinburgh and Glasgow, same country, very different cities. In Edinburgh, when a gun goes off, it's 1 o'clock. And we'll leave it at that. It's good making a bit of national TV. Now, I've got a regional accent, so I always sound quite severe on national TV. I never realised I had such a strong accent until I went to the cinema to see a movie called The Taking of Pelham 123. And I don't know if anybody went to the cinema to see this movie, but it was pretty deserted, the cinema. I don't think that's a reflection on the movie itself, more the struggle to obtain tickets in the Glasgow area. Oh, the automated cinema ticket booking line. They do not do Glasgow accents. I phoned up and it's quite simple. Welcome to Odeon. Please state which branch of Odeon you would like to purchase tickets for. Now that's quite straightforward because there's one word in the English dictionary designed to be said in a Glasgow accent and it's Glasgow. And then I began to encounter some difficulties. Okay, please speak slowly and clearly, stating the full name of the movie you would like to purchase tickets for. If you'd like to hear a full list of movies again, please press 1. The Taking of Pelham 123. I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that. Please speak slowly and clearly, stating the full name of the movie you'd like to see. If you'd like to hear a full list of movies again, please press 1. The Taking of Pelham. 1, 2, 3. I'm sorry, I just gave up. I thought I'll shop early and buy my tickets face to face. Old school ticket purchasing. However, I picture some Scottish nationalist who would see this as a form of linguistic repression and remain on that phone for as long as it took. The Taking of Pelham. 1, 2, 3. I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that. English bastards. Thank you, you have chosen Inglorious Bastards certificate. So I still live in this city here. I've recently moved out. I no longer live with my parents. Now it's quite cool. Now you get a bit of freedom, a bit of independence that you long for as a young person. From the very first moment you got your taste of independence, when word had spread in your school that somebody's mum and dad were going away for the weekend and that the person was having a party. The person never knew they were having a party. Perhaps having would be the wrong choice of word. They were getting a party. When I was growing up, it was called an empty. That's what we call it. It was derived from somebody had the house to themselves. They had an empty house, thus they had an empty. Now, you mustn't confuse the empty with the high school parties that you see in American movies. Hey, man, do you guys know a kid called Chad Hogan? Yeah, everybody knows Chad Hogan, dude. He's like the coolest kid in high school. Well, Chad Hogan's mom and dad are going away to Long Island for the weekend, man. There's a party at Chad Hogan's place? Yeah, spring break! Then it shows you Chad Hogan's party. The guy's booked a band for his living room. Everybody's nodding with these plastic cups of beer, going, great party, Chad, yeah, woo! A bedroom door swings open, some guy emerges. Guess who got to third base last night? Yeah! The guy's about 35 years old. That's the kind of parties we had. We never had spring break. We had the Easter holidays. A lot more tension in an empty, you know, somebody's psycho cousin. Would disrupt the ambience by announcing he'd purchased 12 cans, drank two, spilt one, but only had seven left. Turn that music off, we've got a can thief, turn that off. People are crying with attention, this guy. Somebody else in the corner smoking a joint and blowing it into a Labrador's face. An intelligent dog as well, and it's sitting there frazzled. Put a bit in its bowl, eh? Ah, come on. Hey, it's a dog's weekend as well, right? Yeah. Something in the kitchen, get a hang of custard cream. Another guy just trying on people's jackets. Drink this one, suits me. Not even asking, does it fit me? Does it suit me? The guy's a petty thief, but he's also a fashionista. You need to look your best, the same guy that's leaving the house at the end of the night holding a microwave. I think you'll find I brought this with me. And I don't care for the accusations. I mean, why would I steal a microwave? Have we got any religious people in? I don't mean that in a Catholic, Protestant, let's wreck the place. I just mean that in a... I don't really know. I'm neither religious nor atheist. I don't have a clue. I think you need to make up your own theories. No, at school, I would always take religion over science because science was quite difficult. Right, you had to remember stuff and read stuff, whereas religion was a laugh. Just some guilt-ridden woman reading from the Bible to a class full of hyperactive adolescents, pissing themselves laughing at a cock and balls on the blackboard. No, you think there's a God and he created the world, and if you live a good life, you go to heaven, live a bad life, you go to hell. And that sounds like a good plan. But then you think, if there's a God, why is there so much war, corruption and greed in the world? I think you need to make up your own theories. I've combined a bit of religion and a bit of atheism and came to the conclusion that maybe God created the world, but then he pissed off. He's God. He's going to have more than one property. Right? Maybe he's left us an empty in the world. And that's why there's war, corruption and greed, because all good house parties get a bit out of hand. You know, maybe God will come back one day and go look at the state of this place. You'd have people like Robert Mugabe and George Bush heading for the exit. He never thought he was coming back. Do you see his face? He's raging. Do you see his face? The Pope sitting there, the Pope knows he's getting grounded. I'll speak to you in a minute, Pope. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks a lot for listening to me. Have a great week. Good night. God bless. Thank you.